Coach Ditka is making his final appearance of the season with us.
Oh, that's sad.
On this, the radio program. But hopefully he'll be back for all of next season with us. And Coach, we knew that John Fox was probably not going to be with the team after last Sunday. I think everybody kind of had that thought in their head that this was probably going to be it. And the team made the move, but what's fascinating to me is they initially interview one of their coordinators, but a lot of teams have already made decisions and are already kind of down the road on choosing a coach. Where should they go here? What do you think they should be looking for? If you could give any kind of advice into this situation in terms of given the talent that they've got and sort of they're there, they've got a lot of talented people on both sides of the ball, and they got a rookie quarterback they got to develop. Do you have any instinct or front runners that you think about?
Well, I really don't know who's out there right now. I mean, there are a lot of coaches out there who want to bring in a veteran. I'm sure there's some of those. But, you got to look at, if you say, and you just said it, you said, well, they got a lot of good players and this and that. Well, if you got a lot of good players, you shouldn't have that kind of record. So you got to look at what you're doing. And you got to look at what's inspiring these guys to play the game. It can't be just the money in the game. It's got to be for the pride. It's got to be that you're a Bear. You're playing for the Chicago Bears. That's something special. Now, people say, well, you can play for the Rams, you play for the Chargers, or the 49ers. It's something special to be a Chicago Bear. And I think you got to take pride in that. I think the whole organization has to take a lot of pride in who they are, what Mr. House started, and what he had for all those years. I don't know the answer is fine, Coach. I don't know what John Fox I thought was a capable coach. But when you don't win, the buck's going to stop right with the coach. He's going to go. There's no question about it. I understand that. But, when you better make sure that you evaluate what you have and it's as good as what you think it is, or you're going to have a problem.
So now today, I hate to bring this up, but today is the 25th anniversary of you leaving the Chicago Bears. Do you remember that day well?
Well, it wasn't a happy day. It wasn't a happy day. But all good things end sometimes, and it ended. Mm-hmm. I understood. Listen, it's not the end of the world. The Bears were my whole life, as a player and a coach, and I really enjoyed it. I had a great career in Dallas with Coach Landry, but the Bears are the team I love, and that meant a lot to me. But it hurt. It hurt. It really did. But that's part of the business. If you're hired, there's a good chance you might get fired someday.
Yeah, that's I found that to be true myself. So I know how that goes. All right. Looking forward here, though. What they always like to ask the fans. Who would you keep and who would you let go? Who are the top five players you think that are just absolutely untouchable here and are going to be the cornerstone of the future of this organization?
Well, I think you got to start with the quarterback. I really do. They got a good running back. They got a good quarterback. I think when you look at a football team, and people, 85 Bears. The 85 Bears, the most unheralded part of our football team was our offensive line. They were great. They were great. No, our defense was unbelievable. Don't get me wrong. We won because of our defense. I understand that. Anybody who watches football understood that. But we had an offense that could complement that defense. The Bears have, when I watch them, and I watch them all the time, I think they can run the ball very well. I think they've got the talent to run the football. And I think they play pretty solid defense. So what's going on there? The main thing is you got to generate points. You can't get into in a come from behind mode all the time because you just can't do it because you get out of what you really want to do. You end up throwing the ball a heck of a lot more than you want to. So, but I think Trubisky's I think he's the future, the present and the future. And whatever they do, they got to find to put a couple people around him. I don't know how happy they are. Receivers, they got the running back. They seem to be okay. You evaluate, it's not always fun to do, but you finally got to say, hey, we're better off without this guy. We got to bring somebody in and replace this guy. You know, that's the nature of the business. I mean, it's just the way it was.
Hey, Coach, Ryan Pace and management right now are searching for a new head coach. And the way the process is happening is Ryan Pace, the general manager, is going on the road with Ted Phillips, the president, and the chairman, George McCaskey, and a lot of people have criticized that. Some of them, you know, a lot of fans just want Ryan Pace to handle this, and when he goes out and finds a guy, he can bring him to Halas Hall, and then all three of them can sit down and decide together. But in terms of actually going out, all three of them are reportedly going in on these interviews. Do you like that process, or do you think a general manager should be given that respect, or you know, loosen the reins a little bit and say, okay, you go get the guy and bring him to us, and then we'll collaborate? Or do you think that there's some interference when you do have the chairman and the president all sitting in on those initial interviews?
Well, I think the main guy that should interview anybody is the general manager. There's no question about that. He's the guy that should do the interviewing. I never heard of the owner going or that, but, you know, I don't see any problem with it. I'm just saying that the general manager, is, if you hire the man, because the general manager of football team, because his knowledge of football and his knowledge of personnel, then you know, let him do the interview and find out somebody that fits what they have right there. As far as the other people going with him, I have no problem with that. I don't know why anybody would have any problem with that. A problem, but I think Ryan should do the interview because he's the football guy in the group.
You know, what's interesting to me is they're looking for a coach. One of the things I think that they need to do here, you do have a lot of younger players on the team, and there was a breakdown in discipline throughout the season in terms of, you know, at least on the field, discipline.
Penalties every game.
Tons of penalties. Tons of illegal motion and false starts and things like that. And you're like, that seems like the kind of thing that really does fall very much at the coaching staff's feet because they're the ones who have to enforce the discipline to get those guys not to do that. So do you go then for a more seasoned guy or a coordinator? I mean, I would imagine the older the coaches, the more disciplined they're going to be. Is that right or am I wrong about that?
Always, not always. I don't think that's a fact. But, I mean, but you know, somewhere along the way, you say, okay, the coach has to make these guys going to make themselves disciplined. They got to know what to do, when to do it, why to do it, how to do it. They got to make themselves disciplined. They're the players. They're the ones making the money. You got to have some discipline. You got to have a lot of pride. And until they get, I mean, that's part of it. You know, if it's important to be a Chicago Bear, then be the best you can be. Do everything you have to do to make that organization and that team better. That's the way I look at it. I'm not going to defend the players because you can fire coaches. You can fire general manager, you can fire, but the bottom line is the game is played on the football field, and the game is played by those men who are being paid a lot of money, and they got to have a lot of pride in the fact that they're a Chicago Bear and go out there and play. Now, I don't have an answer for it. I wish I did. I would call somebody and tell them what the answer is. I don't know, but I'm just saying that when you evaluate the personnel, you know, we used to talk about talent. Talent's a great part of the evaluation. Speed, strength, size, but what about attitude? What about character? Those things count. They count as much as anything else. If you count as much as a 40-yard sprint time or anything else, you've got to have people with character and who are willing to pay the price to get the job done, period.
Coach, so you guys talked about discipline. Let's say one of your teams on Sunday had a sloppy game, 11 penalties, 12 penalties. What was your message to them Monday morning when you're reviewing tape or Tuesday morning? How do you stop a team from committing those amount of penalties week in and week out? Because it happened all season with this John Fox-led team.
Well, I can honestly say we didn't have that. Penalties kill you. And that was one thing we prided our football team in, that we didn't get a lot of penalties. We really didn't. As physical as our defense was, we did not get a lot of – every once in a while, yeah. Somebody would jump off offside, or there might be an illegal hit, but it wasn't that much if you look back. I think it comes down to the players. The players play the game. Coaches coach the game, but the players play the game, and they have to have the discipline and the understanding. You can't go before the ball snaps. You know, you can't be offside. You can't have penalties. Penalties kill you. So you say, but the offside penalty or illegal motion, things like that, they kill you as much as anything. You can get in field position where you have chance to get a field goal or touchdown, all of a sudden, boom, you're backed up 15 yards or 5 yards or 10 yards if you do it twice. It's called discipline, and you got to have it. I mean, I there's no magic formula for this, guys. I look at teams throughout the league, and I watch teams like New England. They are where they are for a reason. Bill Belichick's a good coach, a good organization, good quarterback, but they are where they are for a reason. There's no nonsense. These guys toe the line. They're asked to do things, and they do them. And that's it. And if they don't do them, they're not there, period.
Who is the best team in the NFL right now? Is it the Patriots?
Well, I don't know who the best one is, really. I mean, I watch the Rams. I think they've done a great job with their ball club. Year in and year out, the Patriots especially. I mean, top to bottom. Organization, ownership, coaching, quarterbacking. If you ask somebody, name some Patriot players outside of maybe Brady and Gronk, they would be a hard time to run. But it's a team thing, and that's what football is. You know, you got 50-some guys on the team, but you've got 11 on the field at one time, and they have to work together and play together. I mean, everybody can't get the credit, but if you lose, everybody's going to get the blame.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know who I'm so happy for are the Bills, squeaking in this whole story about
first time since '99
about all of these Buffalo fans.
They did the right things up there. They got some people in there. They got a very good defense, and they can run the football. So those two things are, I mean, they're paramount. That was the key to what we did in 1985. We could run the football, and we could play defense. Now, you got to be smart enough to get good special teams. If you don't have good special teams, you're going to get killed because of field position. But, the Bills did a great job.
Yeah, you've been watching this team develop over the last 3-4 seasons, and they're not quite there yet, but they did sneak in. But
did you see they're sending 1,400 chicken wings to the Cincinnati Bengals? Because the Bengals had to beat the Ravens for them to get in. The Bengals beat the Ravens in the last second, so the Buffalo Bills are sending 1,400 pounds of chicken wings to the Cincinnati Bengals headquarters.
Well, and that plus they've been giving all this money to Cincinnati charities, too.
To Andy Dalton, the quarterback's chair. They've raised over $100,000 there. So
it is so much fun about the NFL.
Well, and I think that's saying a lot for those fans. I mean, those Buffalo fans are great fans. I mean, hockey and the football, they're great fans.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And they've been long-suffering. Boy, the Bills fans have been long-suffering. They really had a drought. Well, I think it's going to be fun. I think you're right. I think the Rams, though, are the class of the NFC right now. And it's fun to see that franchise become relevant again now that it's back in Los Angeles. You know, like
in a one-year flip, too. They were awful last year.
Right. Which gives everybody hope.
Yeah, great year of coaching. I mean, they did a great job of coaching, but you know, their quarterback, if he's healthy for the playoffs, they're going to be tough to beat. They're going to be really tough to beat. He's a heck of a football player. And the same with the Eagles. If you look at the Eagles. The Eagles are a heck of a football team. And you know how they get there? Well, they built it the right way. They got people in. But first of all, I think they started with when they got Wentz in, but quarterback, Wentz, because he's a hell of a football player.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see how far they can go without him. But this is going to be – it's playoff times in the NFL. It is just a ton of fun. Coach, thank you very much. Thank you for the season. We hope we get you back next season. And enjoy Florida.
Thank you very much. Take care. God bless.